You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the March 23rd edition of Psychic View. So I just want to let y'all know that this month, March, I think right around this week, marks 5 years of me doing this radio program on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm pleased to have this format. It's a wonderful, intimate way for me to answer questions for people. And, you know, sometimes there's that whole no accidents thing. You know, people seem to find the program right when they need to have a question answered. So it works out real well. All right, so what I do at the beginning of every program is I draw a card of the day or card of the week, a vibration. Now, this is an interesting card. It's a card in traditional tarot called the Chariot. In my deck, it's called Awareness, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, which this deck I found about 12 years ago, and when I turned the cards over at the little shop I found it at, my whole body went goose flesh, so I kind of knew this was my deck of cards. And for those of you that are interested in actually honing your own intuitive skills by tarot, is that you may want to look at some of the decks out there and see which ones you resonate toward. Some people like a little bit more of a medieval-looking deck, and some people like the traditional Rider-Waite deck. I have had the blessing of people sending me really beautiful decks. I digress, but somebody got me a Salvador Dali deck. The artist, Salvador Dali. Oh, my God, is this a beautiful deck. The only thing I regret is I actually opened the package so that I could look through the cards, and I wish I hadn't done that because I'm certain that it would be more valuable down the road. So it's not a deck I read with. It's just a deck I admire for the artwork and the beauty. It's seriously gorgeous deck of cards. But anyway, the card of the week, the card of the day, is in my deck it's called Awareness, but in traditional tarot it's the Chariot. And I'm going to explain both meanings of the cards. In the Rider-Waite deck, it shows a gladiator in a chariot, and he's guiding two horses. One is white and one is black. And what he's doing is he's using the energy of good and evil in the world to make his chariot go. So he's not trying to change the good. He's not trying to change the evil. He's just using those energies to make his chariot move forward. All right? So there's that meaning, the traditional meaning of that card. When I see this card, it means getting into full awareness of where you have power in exactly your situation. So when I see this card, I like to explain it this way. You are in the perfect place for your own success. There's a reason that you are here. And whenever I see this card come up, I always tell people, if your situation was perfect, exactly designed for you, for your success to move forward, what would you do? How would you handle it? How would you practically and very groundedly take the energies that are around you right now and work them to your benefit? Because that's what this card really means, is taking the energies that you already know exist for you and doing something with those energies. So, all right, I'm going to go to the person on hold the longest, and that's somebody here from the 303 area code. Hello, 303. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Andy.
Hi, Andy. What's your question for me?
Well, I have a friend who's in a lot of trouble, Carissa, and basically, I guess I want to know how we should move forward with this. I actually contacted you over the weekend, and you had said that she needed more rest and sleep. And you are right. That's how a lot of this started. She started losing sleep before she had what I've been calling a spiritual overload. And so I kind of wanted to know how we should move forward with her. She's been really wanting to get a message from you.
Okay, first of all, my advice does not replace that of a professional, because what I'm seeing here is that what triggered this in the first place was depression. What triggered it was depression. And then she started losing sleep, okay? And what I'm seeing here is it may be a struggle with her with personal relationships, specifically with a man, somebody that she's been trying to get closer to that is resisting that or actually treating her badly. Do you recognize this man?
Not necessarily. You may be talking about me, and we're fairly close. But, you know, we're not, like, moving to get married or anything like that.
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question.
You know,
Does your intuition say to you that if you moved forward romantically with her, that she would be all in?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Because here's the thing is it may not be you here, but what I'm seeing is that there's a part of her really struggling with the idea that she's not in partnership with anybody. It's a weird thing, because it's like I get this vibration that she started getting depressed over, no one will ever love me. It's almost like that statement just rushed into my mind, which is obviously not true.
Yeah. Now, there is one other thing that came up recently. There was a person who entered the situation, and she believes that other people, other psychics have talked, and maybe even you, have talked about this person coming into her life, and she believes that she's had past life events with this person. But this all happened basically right in the middle of her spiritual overload, and we don't really know what to make of it. You know, it's basically someone she just met, but she's sensing this huge connection, you know, and we're not really sure if, you know, what that's all about, really.
Well, there are two men here in the cards that I'm getting for her. The first is you. The second is this other person. What I'm getting here is that neither one of these people are supposed to be romantically interested in her, okay? The one that just came into her life, you know, sometimes we get really bothersome or troublesome people in our lives at the worst possible moment. And this person has come into her life at the worst possible moment.
Yeah.
And the thing is normally she can sort of shrug it off or center herself in light and just take it in stride. But because she was going through her own issues, I actually think that the universe blessing her by being removed from the general public right now is the best thing that could have happened to her. Because I actually think that this person, this guy, would have caused way more issues for her than if she was in full strength.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is the best thing in the world for her right now is sleep. And I know that sounds so simple, but the thing is that she got herself all jacked up, The paranoia started to come in. She started to see things that really weren't there. And the fact that she is in a place right now where she's professionally being taken care of, best thing in the world for her.
Okay.
Now, what you can do, here's
yes.
what you can do, is that I would go get her, go to a either a metaphysical store or even a Christian store and find a little token that has either Mother Mary on it or an angel on it. A token.
Okay.
Just it's like a little metal token that has a stamped imprint of either Mother Mary or an angel on it. And that's what
okay.
I want you to bring her. Now, if you happen to find this in a Catholic gift shop, then on your way out, open the package, or if it's in a package, but actually dip that in holy water on your way out.
Okay.
And give it to her and say, you're being protected right now. That's why you need to be here. And she needs
okay.
to get sleep. Okay. And if you bring that to her, say, I talked to Mona on the radio. She said that this is, you sort of dodged a bullet. You actually missed a close call, which is why you're here. And that you're to get your balance back. And when she gets her balance back, it's going to be totally different.
Okay.
But you need to tell her she's being guided by the angels right now, that she is in the best place for her right now.
Okay.
But bring her that little present.
You don't believe that, but...
okay,
yeah,
because
but...
she's... Okay, the reason she doesn't believe it is she's pissed.
Yeah.
And the thing is that what she's pissed about is... and first of all, let me back up. She needs to control her own anger issues.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's pissed off that she's in a place right now where she has no control, right? The only
yeah.
thing she has control over is how she reacts to it. But tell her from me that she's in the best place she could possibly be right now because she needs to get her balance back and that there are people around here that are helping her get her balance back.
Okay,
and then I actually think that she's supposed to be here for at least 6 or 9 more days.
Okay, it may be considerably longer than that, unfortunately.
Well,
but, okay.
Here's the thing: she can make it shorter, but there's a
yeah.
reason why the people around her put her where she is.
Yeah.
You know how some people have kind of an entitlement thing going with them?
Uh-huh.
There's a little of that going, too.
Okay.
As soon as she gets into realizing that there's a reason she's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I opened the program with the whole idea that what if you're actually in the perfect place for your own success?
Yeah.
And all she needs to do is use the resources, take advantage of the resources that are around her right now, and she'll get her balance back in a way bigger way than she would have on her own.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Andy, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you, Mona. I really appreciate you getting to me so quick. And thank you very much. And I really appreciate you.
All right. Keep me updated, will you?
Okay.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question for me?
I wanted to know if you see anything happening with my love life.
Let's see. Okay, here's what your cards are talking about, is that, yeah, okay, it says you're going to meet somebody through work, and that it's not necessarily somebody that you have in your crosshairs right now, somebody that you think is supposed to be a love relationship for you. It may not be that person. So As a matter of fact, that person, is there a guy that you've sort of been interested in but doesn't seem like it's going anywhere?
Yes, kind of.
Okay, that's not the guy. So the quicker that you just finally realize that he's not the guy, he's not the one you should be spending time with, then you can actually create the environment to draw into you the right guy. Because the guy that you sort of are interested in is not all that. He really isn't. And the quicker that you can just agree with that statement and move on to find somebody that's better suited for you, the better. So tell me, what line of work are you in?
I am a teacher.
Okay. So one of the things that I would love to see you do is I would love to see you honing your speaking skills to a point where you can actually do motivational presentations to adults so that you would actually create for yourself maybe even a side career where you do, and it could even be spiritually motivating presentations. Because what mm-hmm. it's saying here is that you meet the man of your dreams through something connected with what you do for work. So even if it's something as simple as you honing your presentation skills and then sending out your resume to companies that display things at trade shows, and you might demonstrate things in a really engaging and a sort of amusing way. So I don't see that you stand there handing out samples to people that are making their lunch at Costco, but I do see you representing a company and doing demonstrations in your spare time that might actually introduce you to a man that is more worthy of you. Because what I'm getting right now is that you're sort of putting your life on hold to see if this guy's interested. And I'm sorry, I really don't think he's that much of a prize. So instead, what it's saying is that do something connected with improving your own professional skills, and that's how you'll meet him.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 609 area code. Hello, 609. Who's this?
Hi, my name's... Sorry, I'm getting you off the speakerphone.
That's okay.
How are you doing?
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis, what's your question for
yes.
me?
I want to know why I can't focus on... I'm having a lot of anxiety lately. I don't know if it's just the weather. I mean, I don't know what's going on, what I should be focusing on. I'm trying to think, do I need a boyfriend? Do I need, like, I don't know what, my work, getting back on track, all that, and getting my nerves back on track.
Okay. Well, the very first thing you need to realize is that you need to be honest with what's going on with you. Just be honest okay. to everybody around you. Just say, you know, I've been experiencing a bit of anxiety. And I'm telling you, there are two cards here that I'm really impressed with in your reading. One is in traditional tarot, it's called the High Priestess. In my deck, it's called Inner Voice. The other card okay. that I'm seeing here is called Judgment in traditional tarot. But in my deck, it's called Beyond Illusion. Both of these cards that anchor your five-card spread that I've done for you indicate mm-hmm. a psychic gift.
Yeah. All right. That doesn't surprise me.
So you already know how intuitive you are. So when you walk into a room, you pick up the vibration of what's going on in the room, and there's a part of you that hates it.
Yes,
because
there
it
is.
it actually mm-hmm. adds to your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, I want you to actually flip that around, that mm-hmm. instead of it being a personal reflection on you, I mm-hmm. just want you to be aware of, wow, the energy in this room is blah, 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 whatever it is. Like,
right.
I was in a crowded situation yesterday, and there was this guy that as soon as I looked at him, I just didn't like him. I needed to be in another room immediately. Immediately, I needed to be in another room. And that doesn't happen to me very often because usually I'm pretty good at shielding my my vibration so that I'm not picking that stuff up. But this guy just, there was something about him that just turned my stomach. And it wasn't that he wasn't groomed or clean or whatever, but there was just something about him that just bugged the shit out of me.
Right.
All right? So the thing is that when that happens, you need to leave the environment. But if you're just picking up the vibration of the room, you need to look at it as sort of a reflection of the room, not something that's attacking you. Okay?
Okay.
So in these two cards, the first one talks about inner voice. It also talks about you living and speaking and hearing and feeling and thinking your truth, all right?
Okay.
So you getting back on track career-wise starts with you deciding the truthfulness of who you are and what you can do to contribute to the world, to a company, by what you know you're good at, okay?
Okay.
And it starts with that. Then the other card here talks about looking at things beyond what's presented to you. So what it literally means is it means that you're seeing what other people aren't seeing and you're reacting to that, and instead of looking at it as a burden, I want you to look at it as a blessing. Okay? Because your cards are talking about that you're going into a period of no compromise where wherever you work, wherever you live, where people that you interact with are people that are going to be comfortable for you.
Okay.
So now the trick to finding the right kind of place to work is something that is comfortable and purposeful for you. So once you find that, once you actually tap in on an environment that seems to be much more comfortable, what happens is the truth of everything of who you are comes out. So do you work now?
Yes, but our hours, because it's seasonal, I mean, I work all year, but the hours decrease, and then I work like crazy during a 14-week period. And then I go back to, it's kind of, make my own schedule type thing. So now, it's been pretty tough.
Okay.
And money-wise, too.
Right. Well, one of the things you need to realize is that you do better when you have structure. You do better when you're busy.
Yeah.
So here's one of the things that I would suggest is that I would look around where you live and see if there's a call center close by that you can apply for a job.
Okay.
And even if it's only 20 hours a week, you can actually do this job with the other job down the road.
Yeah.
But you need to find structure in your day so you have something to do every day.
Well, normally I would, but this year it went crazy because of the weather. Like, we were supposed to be doing more structured work, and the weather just got us. Am I going to get a boyfriend?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that's not the question you asked me. Asked me the question about how to be more grounded and balanced. So here's the other thing I want. Here's the other thing I want you to realize, that you have the magic, and I'm going to say it this way, you have the magic of coincidence working in your favor right now.
Okay.
So having said that, one of the ways to build structure in your life would be to start going to daily masses or daily church where you go every day first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So whether it's that, or you go to daily morning Tai Chi, or daily morning...
I was going to say yoga.
Okay.
My yoga class, maybe.
Okay. If you do that every day, then I'm totally for that. But what your cards are talking about is that you need to rediscover your spiritual foundation. And that as soon as you rediscover your spiritual foundation and then you allow spontaneity and coincidence to enter into your life, then you calm down.
Okay.
But you more than anybody else needs a lot of structure.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. Ooh,
thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Julia. Happy
Monday.
Hi,
Julia. Happy Monday. What's your question?
My mom's on the other side, and I was wondering if there's any messages from her or what she's doing. I've just been very curious lately about thinking about her a lot more than normal.
First of all, I am not someone that necessarily connects with folks on the other side. But
okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the message of the cards, and we will say that it's from your mom.
Okay?
We'll just say it.
Okay.
Because, you know, the universe, when we're on the other side, we are a part. We are so a part of the universe. There's no barriers. There's no fear. We are just connected. So in a way, what I'm doing is I'm giving you what the universe wants to tell you, which would also be what your mother would tell you. Okay? The first thing I want to tell you is stop beating yourself up. Nobody can be as critical of you as you can, Julia.
Okay.
All right. The second thing I want to tell you is stop worrying about money.
that's a tough one.
The third thing I want to tell you is life is not unfair right now to you, even though it feels that way. You are being redirected into something that's going to be more joyful for you if you just let it happen. And what I want to do is give you the message that every morning I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms wide above your head. And I want you to say, I'm open to my blessings.
I'm open to my blessings. Okay.
Yeah, every morning you face east. You open your arms wide above your head like you're hugging the sun. And you say,
okay.
I'm open to my blessings. Now, when you do that, not only does it feel like you're opening everything up, your chest feels open. It feels a little heady when you do it for the first couple times because it's an uncomfortable position for you because you're a giver, not a receiver, right? You're more comfortable in that masculine energy than you are in your feminine energy. So what I'm saying to you, open your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to my blessings. And then the last card that I want to tell you about is that you are on a quest spiritually right now. And there is somebody that's going to guide you there. And the thing is this is not a romantic person. This is just somebody that the two of you agree to sort of be each other's life coach, that you hold each other to task. So this could be a friend of yours already, but that the way you say it is that I want to be able to have someone in my life that the beginning of the week and the end of every week, so say Monday and Saturday morning. Monday is about the plans for the week. Saturday morning is what you did with them. And you do that with each other. And you hold each other to task about doing it. And what I'm seeing here for you is that don't look as though your life has been unfair to you right now. Look at it instead as though you are being guided away from what you're not supposed to be doing.
Wow. Okay.
So does that all that make sense to you?
It does. It does to some degree. I'm wondering where that path is going to lead me. I'm a practitioner and I see clients, and I absolutely love what I do. So I guess I'm wondering where I'm going to be.
What type of practitioner are you?
Spiritual, intuitive, and transpersonal practitioner. I am on my way to pass my exam to become a marriage and family therapist in Texas.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a workbook that you're supposed to create for your clients.
Wow.
I'm just throwing it out there, and it's something that you don't have to actually go through a publisher to create. You can create it and then have it printed. And then at the end of your session with somebody, you give them the workbook.
At the end. Okay.
Well, no, at the end of the first session with you. and that part of what you work with them is that they don't see you again till they finish the workbook.
Oh, okay.
And there could be like a series of tests in it, but what I'm getting is that the workbook's going to help. Oh man, one of the things I really see for you is working with kids that are between the ages of about 14 and 17.
Really?
Yeah, and that you help them create their future. That
okay.
by the focus
That's
of them
have...
setting...
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
One of the things that you teach or that you will teach or that you will guide to is people setting goals. So instead of floundering, you know, and just taking a day, each day at a time, we're not talking about, you know, somebody going through rehab. What we're talking about here is young people that still have the potential, the time, the intelligence, the resources to actually go after their goals.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and
a
I
population
see,
I haven't worked with yet.
Well, I think that you're going to find magic in it.
Well, I love children. So right now,
yeah, well, I'm picking
okay.
that up here.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for checking in. Nice talking with you.
Thank you so much, Mona. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless.
You too. See you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. So my program is designed that when I have live callers that I take the calls on the air. And it was kind of nice today because I get to spend a little bit more time with everybody. But I'm going to go ahead and end the program. I'll be back live next Monday. And I will be looking forward to talking with you then. And by the way, if you want to guarantee that you get on the air, just shoot me a quick email, mona@mysticmona.com. And I will look forward to talking with you all again next Monday.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.